Warmer weather is slated for most of the Midwest as we move forward through these next few days. It'll take a while for the warming trend to get underway, but once it does, temperatures are going to rise well above average once again. It looks as though the temperatures across the majority of the region here for today will still be a little bit on the cool side, but not as cool as it may be here as we finish out the week. We'll look for high temperatures this afternoon, mostly in the 30s across the northern Midwest, the 40s in the south, with a handful of 50-degree readings expected in Kansas and maybe a small part of Missouri. And as we move on into the day on Thursday, a new surge of cold will be coming in from the north, but it doesn't reach very far to the south right away. It'll actually be warmer in the Ohio River Valley and parts of the lower Missouri River Valley tomorrow afternoon, with 50-degree temperatures more common. And further to the north, we'll see 30s and 40s with some teens and 20s occurring in the far northwestern part of the Midwest. That colder air will try to work its way further to the south, but it's not going to be very successful at that because there's a change in the upper air flow pattern taking place as we move into the weekend. And so most likely the colder air that occurs tomorrow will be left into the northern parts of the Midwest on Friday, and we'll see additional warming taking place in the southern parts of the region as we move on into the weekend. Eventually the warm air will spread northward, and our warmest weather will likely occur during the late weekend and early part of next week, when high temperatures in the 50s and 60s will be common across the Midwest. There will be some 30 and 40 degree readings in the far north, and the possibility of a few lower 70s in the south. Precipitation potentials across the Midwest are not all that impressive for the next several days. We will have a very minor precipitation event working its way through a part of the region as we get into the weekend. That frontal boundary is not going to have a tremendous amount of support, so a handful of showers will occur, and moisture totals will be just a few hundredths of an inch in most cases, maybe a couple of locations getting a quarter of an inch, and it'll be favoring the central and eastern Midwest once again. The next frontal system will be a little bit more of a significant event. It will come along perhaps during the early to middle part of next week, but still the amount of moisture in the atmosphere will be low, and therefore precipitation totals in the heart of the Midwest will probably be relatively low. But there may be a few areas in southeastern Illinois, Indiana, and Kentucky that could get a half inch to an inch of moisture. I think that this frontal system will show signs of weakening in future model runs. And then the next larger storm system to impact the region will come in association with a surge of cold air that is expected that will not likely debut in the region for a good 9 or 10 days. And when it does come into the region, it should come with a lot of wind and a good chance for rain and rain changing to snow, but this is too far out in the forecast right now to get very specific about it. And if you're concerned about U.S. hard red winter wheat country, there's no opportunity for significant precipitation until this very same cold air mass starts to work through the plains. And when it does, there will be a chance for some snowfall. But again, this is 9 or 10 days out in the forecast, and we can't get very specific about the probability of seeing significant precipitation. My guess is, though, it'll be a very minor event, with a little bit of snow accumulating in parts of Nebraska, maybe a few spots in Kansas and Colorado, but we're not going to be seeing large volumes of moisture in that snow, and hard red winter wheat country will continue struggling for precipitation for quite some time down the road. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.